Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast with the mayor. It's your girl Divine, and with me here is
it will be
Amy
Maverick.
So this is the final episode for Red Flags, and enjoy.
So yeah, we're just gonna get over it. So we are going to ask Divine that, how do you define red flags, or what's your definition of red flags?
To me, red flags are things that I know that I won't accept from my partner or even my friend in general. I'm not just
so like you are generalizing, it's not basically a guy or like,
yeah.
That's nice. Maverick, what do you, how can you define
red? So to me, red flags are deal breakers, are behavior in which one shows in relationships that tend to push you off, like just to make you be like, okay, I don't see myself getting along with this person or building anything more with this person because of this, because it's a result to a worse situation. So I'm just trying to like save myself the stress though.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So like, do you have, like as a person, are there some like specific list, or do you have a list of red flags that you know that if it's on this list, if they check the stuff on this list, you are not like pursuing that relationship, if friendship or like relationship wise?
Yeah, obviously, like everybody has things that once you do it's long.
Give us examples.
So like let me see, relationship wise, so like people that are too friendly with like exes, yeah, that's like a major red flag for me though. Like if you and your ex are like still very, very close, I'm like, okay.
What if they're like just friends, as far as they know, fight? They just want to be friends now.
Yeah, at the same time though, but like, I can trust you to act proper, but at the same time, I don't know the intentions of your ex. So like, in order for me to avoid a story that touched that, blah, 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 this is what happened when we were fighting. But I just tell that, okay, boom, this can't run. You get me? Like, we can't do this though, because like, I don't want for it to come out telling me long story later though.
Okay, does that apply to you too, Divine?
Yep, definitely.
So what are other things on maybe your list that are like red flags?
I'll say the first one is a guy that is always available. Don't get me wrong, I like attention. I like attention.
Okay.
But like, if you're always there, there's a problem. Like, brother, don't you have something to do?
Wow,
don't you have a life?
Sounds like confusion.
No, you're always the same thing that you said for what's that girl like everybody.
We all have.
It's not confusion.
That's what I say, sounds like confusion.
Wait, so your own availability, are you trying to say that maybe clingy, that is too clingy?
No, as far, how will I explain it now? You just focus on me. You're not thinking of something else or as in doing
work,
something for your
school.
Own self. You get work, school, and the rest. You're always just there, talking to me, always around me. You get at least give me space to miss you.
Does anybody have anything to say? Because some people are saying that they are confused.
It sounds like confusion.
You just explained what what is it you said again?
Being always available
means,
yeah.
Because. Mm-hmm. Before you explain that, you made mention of, how should I put it now? You made mention of him, okay, you said you like attention and him not being available. And him being always
available. Yeah.
So, if he's always available, it's because you like attention. But you now explained what the availability means. So, that was where I wanted to tackle you from. But since you explained it, there's no issue.
So you are no longer confused.
But at the same time,
it's her that was confused. That's just sounds
I think
like
it was
confusion.
It was you that was confused.
Because she later explained it. You were confused. You wanted to jump into action.
She explained it first.
Please, back to you.
But at the same time, though, like, in a way, the attention thing can backfire, though, because, like, you telling that, okay, you want your guy to always have something to do, so you should not always be on your thing. But at the same time, when he's not a bit too busy, you then start complaining that he doesn't have your time.
Normal.
That's the point. Who said I wanted to?
You see why I say it sounds like confusion?
Because
exactly.
Like, imagine, how is it to know which level of attention is all right and which level is too
calm
much?
Down. Imagine from when I wake up, good morning, sweetie, how are you? How was your night? This and that. I'll keep talking just like that. She, you don't have any other things to do. In the afternoon, I remember the first person texting me, babe, what's up? Good afternoon. How are you? Have you eaten? Blah, blah, blah. don't you have things that you are doing, that you can let do that don't involve space me. So that maybe in the evening when I want to like tell you about my whole day, I can like
there's something
stay
to
on
say.
The, exactly. But like we have said everything. What else do you want me to say? I think that's basically what she's saying.
And I get what you mean now.
So please, is there any other thing?
So from the last episode, before we concluded that episode, there was a question that I left on
D&D.
Yes, no, it's not even about the D&D. I left the question on our listening channels. The question is, is lack of trust a red flag in a relationship? So, Maverick, let's start from you.
Definitely, man. You get me? Like, coming from past experiences, I can't, bro. I'm someone that, yeah, trust is like everything, though. Like, if I feel like you don't trust me, then regardless of what I do, it's not going to make sense to you, though, because like in your mind, they're like, okay, I will cheat, blah, 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 blah. So if someone tells you something that is wrong about me or is a lie, you'll be first to like jump on the wagon and just accept that, okay, Maverick did this, Maverick did this, without you even come to me first and be like, okay, Maverick, someone said, blah, 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 you. Is this true, though? Because I feel like that's where the trust comes in. So you can't just like not trust somebody and then love the person. Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I think you made sense. I think, because normally you don't have sense, so that's why I'm even thinking if it makes sense. Well, I get where you're coming from. The lack of
I have nothing to say.
I feel like you have something to say, please.
I don't actually have anything to say. Okay. So please just continue.
So yeah, you can't okay. Now let me ask you a question. Can trust be faked?
Faked. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes.
So how like, do you not
obviously.
Know? How do you not know if the trust has been fake? Obviously, you can tell, though, because, like...
Not every time.
Not every time.
If somebody, like, does it in a very professional
way... Yeah, but then at the same time, there will always be slip-ups, though. Like, there will always be slip-ups about, like, the littlest of things, though.
The person can come up with a very reasonable reason of, yeah...
And you'll just be like, okay.
Okay, and you're like, oh, it actually makes sense. And she can use, maybe he or she can use any incident that happened during that whole period... that a slip off came up. I said, ah, no, I think it's because of, or because of that. No, now you went, you saw. Exactly. So.
So, Divine.
Sir?
It's lack of trust.
Red flag.
Yes, no. Definitely.
How? I don't know.
Not just even in, like, boyfriend and girlfriend relationships. Mm. Even friends.
Normal friendship.
Is a red flag, a major one, because why?
Maybe why you get fear women and fear men.
Oh, so.
Why are we doing this if you don't trust me? Like,
true, but then people have trust issues though. Massive trust issues.
Bad ones, man.
Okay, massive trust issues, and it's based on you think you have trust issues.
So an extent, I feel like everybody has.
You need to accept that you do. I feel like I don't have trust issues.
So an extent, everybody has.
I feel like I actually.
Except is like higher than
because like you have to like work on yourself though, because like a personal thing is you though. It's not. Whoever is in your life is you personally that's having like the trust issues. So the person doesn't need to do anything for you to look at the person and be like, I don't trust this person. It has to be you though, your past experiences, things that happened in your life, the people treated you, for you to be like, okay, boom. Anybody enter my life now, well, this person can just cheat on me, or the person can just leave me, or you get me, like any small thing they do, you're always looking at them with side eye, like, okay, well,
But we learn from experiences.
At the same time, think about it this way. If you're entering a relationship with somebody, but the person is looking at you with past relationship lenses, will you be happy though?
No.
Like bringing the mistakes
that, that happened in their past relationship, they're looking at you.
Relationship.
So they're not giving you like a fair chance though, for you to actually like make the relationship work. Because like they're looking at you, okay, my last relationship I was like this with this person, and the person did not acknowledge me, or the person did not respect me, or the person still cheated on me though. So in this relationship, I'll be more reserved. I won't give you 100%. You know that thing they say that you put your relationship on your shoulder, so anything happens,
you
just you get what I'm saying? So like, but at the same time, you don't think about it like, okay, me that is coming to relationship with you though, the person that you're getting to relationship with, yeah, is the person giving you 100%? Because how will you be in relationship with somebody and the person is giving you 100%? But you do to like past relationships, you want to give the person like 30. You enter the relationship like 30%.
You're like one leg.
One leg in, one leg out. When the person is like fully committed to you, though, you get me. So that indirectly, that you're not the one hurting the person, though, with your fear of being hurt. You get what I mean?
Okay. Wisdom.
Like, I'm still surprised it can make sense.
So, like, do we have any other thing you want to add to the red flag thing before we end the red flag? So, give us final close-up thing.
About
the red flag thing.
If you have 1 point, like, give us three.
Okay, so the next one is, I don't know if I really know how to explain this one that you guys understand, but a guy that's too opinionated.
Opinionated.
Like how? What do you mean by that? He has like, let's say, okay, true. Do you mean like if you tell him something, he's always...
is what he says that he says.
It stands on you.
Whatever you're saying.
His opinion is the only thing that matters.
Even if he knows that you're right what you're saying, but just because he wants to say what he wants to say, you have to go with it.
That is a bit egotistic and weird though, but at the same time,
Sometimes it's good, but if it's too much, you're getting ready, maybe you're going out, it's too revealing, don't wear this. Can't wear something else. I come back and I change like three times.
It's even more of meant because I get that you want to, okay, she's yours, but
it's a partnership. Don't say that she's yours for the living, what they call you, and the tit and that.
But the fact that, okay, why are you sending her back to? Most times, some guys actually do it though.
Yeah,
some guys actually dictate what their babes should wear.
But the same
sounds like madness.
And you're like, oh, okay, but what's the outfit that you're wearing?
You have to look at it from their own perspective though, because like,
you mentioned about
babes,
trust issues.
You get me? Like,
yeah, but
calm
like,
down. You know, you mentioned about trust issues.
And he doesn't.
I'm saying, understand. See, I'm just trying for us to see each person's perspective. You can't just look at it from, okay, this doesn't make sense. I'm trying to see why would the person say this though. Let's take it from their own perspective.
Let's say that maybe the guy met the girl in a club or like in a party, or in a friend's party. Because I feel club is like stereotype, but like in a friend's party, okay, let's say you're having a birthday and maybe one of the guys comes and he sees a particular babe, and obviously she's dressing nice,
proper.
Let's not say she's. Your own definition of proper is different from her own definition. So, yesterday, okay, she's wearing like a sunny dress. A sunny dress now.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, because of like, it's like this and it has slits, that's normal. Yeah. And he sees that and he's like, oh, I really like you.
Leng.
Fast forward to when maybe she now starts having a thing.
And
maybe she now wants to dress that same thing.
And he's like, no.
And he's like, no. Why is that slit like that?
That's not it. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Because like, you know that this is the way you saw me.
That's actually wrong.
Like, bro, so if looking from that perspective, the fact that you know that she wears this kind of thing, you are not meant to be saying, oh, okay, because you knew her before that time, so your opinion should not be, yes, I stand on this, this is what I want. I don't want it to be easy fish. I want to be
so easy. I feel like you've been, what's the word?
Opinionistic,
is based on, is should be like subjective though. Because like sometimes you can tell somebody that okay, do this though, but then they will not have to now go and do. They will not go ask someone else, or they will go and ask, or they will just go and confirm what you say. Do you get what I mean? Like let's say, you guys are doing something, then you then see that okay, this is the best way for you to do this, and you not tell your partner that okay, do it this way though, because this is like the best way. But then just the person be like okay, why will you tell me what to do though? They don't have to go and ask another person. Or gonna be like, okay, I don't do this, so you're not gonna ask that person. That doesn't make sense, too, from the guy's perspective, too. You get me? But in our own view, she's like, okay, still opinionistic, he's still trying to dictate my whole life and everything. But at the same time, I'm telling you what makes sense, though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not everything that has to be, how was the word, has to be like the way he says it.
Brother, you've been looking for words since.
The right words have to be kept.
Okay.
You get me? So everything doesn't have to be like the way like he says it. You have to be like, it has to be open though.
Word.
You get me? It has to be open to like, what's it called? Criticism. You get what I mean? So each opinion has to be open to criticism. Like if you tell somebody something, the person has to be okay for them to be like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so your last
any question. Last words.
Okay, so this one might not seem too much, but
none is ever seeming too much right from the last.
Because time. I would say it from the beginning. I said it from the beginning.
As per his own opinion, any other person.
Relax. Try to calm down. A guy that doesn't have self-control, not just emotionally or as in financially, you don't have self-control. Like every aspect of your life, you just believe.
Yeah, that's a major reflection. I feel like as a guy, you have to have self-control in everything, even when it comes to like things of
the world.
Yeah, things of the world. Like, I guess control. It doesn't have to be every time. It's a matter. Sometimes I have to look at like, oh, more today. I'm not doing anything today though because of like
I'm going to pray today.
Like, doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be prayer.
That's our money devotion. What was the last time you did your money devotion, babe? We have to do it today.
Doesn't have to be prayer, but like it's not. Every time it's demon time though. You get me? So sometimes I have to relax. I'm like, okay, well, nah, not today though.
Thank you.
So yeah, I think that's my last point.
Okay, so as your hosts, I think we've come to the end of the red flags episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any question, if you have any story to share, you can just message us on IG.
And drop your story anonymously.
Drop your story. We won't tell you. If we won't tell them that it's you, we won't even know it's you.
That's actually true.
Exactly. So drop your story. We sit on it. We tell you if you fuck. Tell you if you messed up or yes. Not. Won't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, because, true.
I mean,
true.
Many are mad.
I will judge it on this table.
Exactly.
Many are mad.
So few are,
few are madder.
So thank you all for listening. Don't forget to.
Bye, guys.
Don't forget to like, subscribe,
and share,
and buy the shirt. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the merch. The merch.
We never chop. Now, so you invest with us in money.
I'm gonna work here. Come on, buy merch.